the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Senior night already? That is the case here tonight in Troy as the Trojans take on the Wetmore Cardinals. Wetmore 0-9 in the league and 0-14 in overall play. As for Troy, they are 1-7 in TVO play and 5-10 on the regular season. And let's go ahead and get right to our starters here for the Cardinals. Number 2, a 5'5 junior, Riley Nichols. Number 23, a 5'5 junior, Karis Larson. Number 35, a 5'8 sophomore, Kaylee Foots. Number 22, a 5'3 sophomore, Emma Butler. And number 42, a freshman at 5'4, Shannon Pincher. And for Troy, they're going to go with 5 seniors here on senior night. Number 5, a 5'2 senior, Anna Fleet. Number 10, at 5'4, Kaylee Jasper. Number 22, at 5'8, Kaylee Grable. Number 23, at 5'9, is Jay Pierce. And number 30, at 5'3, is Peyton Engelman. And that is all 5 of their seniors. You're being honored here tonight. They will be honored after the girls' game and before the boys' game. It's hard to believe it's already that time of year, but with some of the other sports in the winter winding down, it isn't their final home game of the season, but with all some of the other sports winding down, such as wrestling, powerlifting, and they're also going to honor the pep band as well. They're going to do that here tonight. We're going to set the stage here in just a little bit. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back as we have our national anthem coming up here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMCA.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelsley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelsley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Wetmore at Troy doing this one a little bit early here tonight, and should be a good one. Wetmore still trying to get that first win of the season, and we are underway as the tip-off hits the official's foot. It squirts all over the place, and finally, Troy able to pick it up. As I mentioned, senior night, Troy starting all 5 of their seniors. And Wetmore, a very young team, having a couple of freshmen starting here tonight as well. High post catch for Jaya Pierce. Drives to the far side and lays it in. After the dish Acquisition 2, Keeley Jasper. And we are underway. And Haley Foote getting pressed and able to get across that court to Shannon Tincher, freshman. Went to her left and gives it up. This is to Riley Nichols, leading scorer for the Cardinals. Averaging 5.7 points per game. Nice dish down to Haley Foote. And fouled on the way up. And it will be off the miss. Karis Larson takes the free throws here. Because that foul was committed by Keeley Jasper. So she gets the point, then picks up the foul. First free throw on the way, a little bit short, no good. But Wetmore got their second most points of the season last Friday. They got 23 at Washington County. It's the first time since December 13th scoring 20-plus points. And after tonight, they have just 3 games left on the season. The second free throw also no good. 0-for-2 from the charity stripe after the rebound hauled in by Kaylee Grable, the 5'8 senior. Pierce gives it up top of the key, drive, Engelman to the right side, layup no good, gets her a miss, second try, she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Peyton Engelman, 10.8 points per game on the season, 3.5 rebounds, shooting 24% from beyond the arc. She gets some free throws here. Her and Harper Wettstein, who leads the team in scoring, the freshman, 15.3 points per game, are the only two players. The first free throw is good. That score more than 5 points a game for this team. Second free throw on the way is good. So 2-for-2, it's 4-0 right out of the gate for the Troy Trojans. They look to press once again. Nichols in trouble, trying to dish it to Foote. She's not there, it's stolen away. Dish off to Engelman. She can't get her shot to go. And a lot of contact, no fouls. Jasper gets the offensive rebound, it's thrown away after the missed shot. They'll go back to the Cardinals. Haley Foote, the sophomore, will inbound. She's second on the team in scoring, averaging 4.9 points per game. Also is tied for the lead in rebounds. Has now a steal from Jasper. Shot up no good. Another missed layup. Second try for Engelman. That one's no good up the left side. And a couple missed layups early on this game for the Trojans. Nichols across half court. It's to Tincher. Hypo sketch for Larson. She'll give it back to Emma Butler. Nichols dribbles, and she'll hand it off. Now the near side wing for Kaylee Foote. Bounce pass to Foote, and she's fouled going up. Pass was from Tincher, excuse me. And Kaylee Foote was to the free throw line with 6:16 left to go. First quarter, 4-0 Troy. This is a Troy team that is currently on a 3-game losing streak. After 3 games, 1 in a row, it's first free throw to get off the right side. And they haven't won a league game since December the 10th at Blue Valley. The 7-game league losing streak they're trying to stab here tonight. Second one on the way for Foote is no good as well. So they are 0-for-4 from the free throw line. Still looking for their first points of the game. Another player to look out for is Kaylee Grable off the bench is Engelman. Fires up a 15-footer, and it's no good. Loose, and an offensive rebound by Jasper. Kaylee Grable is second on the team in rebounds at 4.7 boards per game and 42% shooting from the floor. This is a team that is close to breaking even in terms of scoring margin, as that one's off the mark. Three-pointer from Jasper, and a long rebound all the way out to Anna Fleek. Two-pointer no good, and Jasper another offensive rebound. More chances for Troy on the offensive glass. Troy allowing 44.5 points per game as the Engelman 3 is no good. Jasper with another offensive rebound, and now Foote able to wrestle away from Jasper, who picks up the foul on the rebound. She's not happy with the call because that is her second personal. Only 2 minutes and 35 seconds into the game. So they give up 44.5 a game, and they score 42.9 in a game. And getting bumped is Nichols by Engelman, so another quick foul. It's already 3 team fouls against the Trojans. Foote looking to get it in, and she does. It gets tipped by Larson right out to Foote. So she'll bring it up herself. Dribbles to the far side short corner. Stopped in the corner, looking for some help. Pass the top to Keita Tincher. Head fake, drives left. The freshman tries to go up, and she's blocked by Engelman, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. Wetmore still with just six on the roster. The team that's just trying to play teams close. And foot is stripped. It's taken away, and fast break is Kaylee Grable. And it gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. And Wetmore really having a tough season this year, and since December the 16th, they've only had one game where they've been within 40 points of another team on the final scoreboard. First try by Jasper, no good. Second try, no good. Third try is also no good, but she'll get some free throws. She's probably pretty darn close, got 10 rebounds already. But she does have two fouls. She gets fouled here. Staying in the game. Just halfway through, almost halfway through this first quarter. 4:54 left in this opening frame. 4-0, Troy still our score. First free throw is a little too long for Steely Jasper, the 5'4" senior. Troy staying with all five of their seniors here on senior nights. Harper Wettstein, the freshman, averaging 15 a game on the bench to start things off as the second free throw is good. Jasper now has three, and it's 5-0. Now a steal for Engelman going the other way, 2-on-1. Nice pass from Jasper, layup up and good for Jaya Pierce. Now another steal by Engelman. Up to Jasper, she gets bumped, nothing called, and she lays it in. And head coach Kyla Foote, St. Clair dribbling to the side, has been put it towards the middle, and now Fincher gets stripped of the ball and gets taken away by Kaylee Grable. And now a traveling is called as Grable is trying to get past Fincher. Took that extra step. So now 9-0 in favor of Troy. Two teams have not met yet this season. Drive baseline by Foote, shot up no good. Good defense by Grable. There's five Grable girls on this team. Driving middle is Engelman, shot on the run, no good. And first rebound of the game for Emma Butler. There's Allison Grable, a freshman, Gracie Grable, sophomore. Carly Grable, junior, Kaylee Grable, senior, Macy Grable, also a sophomore. Now a double dribble on Shannon Tincher, and it'll go the other way. 3:50 to go, first quarter, 9-0 Troy over Wetmore. Trojans looking for their second win in league play and sixth win of the regular season. 4-3 in non-league play were the Trojans. Five games after tonight, all in league play. And now a turnover against Troy, throwing it out of bounds. Correction, that's actually only four games after tonight, but still. Decent amount of work left for the Trojans. In their sub-state, as we have a turnover. Steal by Grable to Engelman, she'll lay it in for her first field goal of the game. Wetmore, right now in sixth place in the Axel sub-state standings in Class 182. Dribbled out of bounds by Nichols, but deflected by Jasper. Now we have a 5-for-5 substitution for Troy as Harper Wettstein checks in. So does Gracie Grable. Carly Grable is in. So is Emerson Weber and Allie Franken. Nichols splits a double team and gets stripped by Wettstein. Again, 15 points a game and for the first time, and she'll lay it up and in with her left hand. And it's now 13-0, 3:03 left to go first quarter. Nichols across half court, gets bumped by Wettstein. They're going to get her with a reach. So her first, team's fourth foul. Troy just being extremely aggressive here on the defensive side. This is a Wetmore team that turns the ball over 29 times a game collectively, trying to expose them that way, and it's been working so far. Wettstein almost getting a steal, and Nichols dives on the ball. It's a jump ball, and they'll stay with Wetmore. This is a Cardinals team, of course. As mentioned, six players. Very difficult to practice when it's all you can do is 3-on-3. You can't get any 5-on-5 looks, of course. As the ball is dribbled out of bounds by Nichols. Another turnover to the Trojans. This year, if you get some good moral victories, make some improvements every day in practice, try to take that into next season. That's what you're hoping for the most for Wetmore this season, is that one save. We're going out of bounds after a missed shot from Gracie Grable. Put back is no good from Allie Franken, and a rebound for Kaylee Foote. Excuse me, Shannon Tincher. Tincher from the near side wing, trying to bounce past it, and she throws it right into the hands of Allie Franken. Going back the other way, 4-1 fast break. Goes around the Nichols block, and she picks up the foul. Nichols trying to set that charge. She picks up the first personal foul, and Franken will go to the free throw line. The 5'5 sophomore. First shot for the lefty is good. High arcing free throw, and they already have five players that have scored so far. It's 14-0. Troy leading Wetmore, 2:14 left to go, opening quarter. Second one's on the way. That one is good as well. The Troy team in the TVL tournament that lost in the opening round only by 6 to the number 3 seed in Centralia and proceeded to win both of their consolation games against Axel and Blue Valley, two teams that are towards the bottom of this league. As the 3 is no good by Larson, and it's rebounded by the Trojans. Head coach for Troy is Derek Jasper. Kaylee Foote, the head coach for Wetmore. The layup is up and good. A wide open layup from Carly Grable, the 5'8 junior. Those just joining us. Yes, we did start a little bit early here tonight. Senior night here in Troy. University boys game ended a little early. Steal by Wettstein. Layup on the run out. No good. The putback is not going to count because it's a travel as Gracie Grable grabbed the rebound and was falling away and kind of moved her feet a little bit too quickly, picked up 3 steps, and Wetmore gets it back with 1:27 left first quarter, still looking for their first basket of this contest. Other TVL games going on tonight, Axel at Frankfurt. Also have Hanover at Clifton Clyde, a big girls game there, now over and back against Riley Nichols. It'll be a turnover back to the Trojans. Down at the West is at Onega, and Washington County is at Blue Valley Randolph. Trillia plays tonight, but they are... Oh, also, Linden Valley Heights is another one I didn't mention. In Centralia, they are hosting a non-league game against St. Mary's after playing last night against Marysville. Long two, no good. Short corner, far side by Carly Grable. Offensive rebound, though, by Wettstein. She'll get it right back, and she'll fire away the 3. First three-point attempt is no good. It rattles out. Another offensive rebound. Gets stripped from behind by Foote, but it goes out to the Trojans. Wettstein, a 41% three-point shooter. She'll get another offensive rebound, and her layup up, and no good, a little too strong. Missed opportunities here from Troy so far. Tincher falls to the ground. She's in some pain, but she gets up and is trying to walk it off here. Pass up ahead to Wettstein. Has an open lane to the basket. She misses again. Rebound by Foote, so some uncharacteristic-like misses here from Troy so far. 15 seconds left. Wetmore, one final chance to get a shot up. Trying to put some points on the board in this opening quarter. Far side wing catch is for Larson. She double-teamed. She'll drive. She'll block. Out of bounds with 5.6 seconds left by Carly Grable. Here's the inbound. It'll go 2 Foote to fire away an open jumper, and it's good. 17-footer for Kaylee Foote. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. 17 points in the opening quarter for Troy, and 2 for Wetmore. Step aside for a minute here on your Game of the Week, 92.1 KMCA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
To go to the second quarter, Troy leads at home against Wetmore 17-2. 5 points for Keeley Jasper, 4 for Peyton Engelman, and 2 points apiece for Wettstein, Allie Franken, Carly Grable, and Jaya Pierce. Turnover from the Trojans in the first possession of the second quarter. We'll pass up ahead to Butler. Out of Fincher, trying to find Larson, but ends up a couple of Trojans stepping in front of it. Run out layup, no good from Emerson Weber. Kick it out off the offensive rebound, long two. That one's no good from Allie Franken, and a rebound from Larson. She'll give it to Foote, and she will give it to Nichols, and she'll bring it up. Troy suffocating pressure as they bring it on right at half court, and Wetmore has not been able to have answers. Larson, far side corner, she has it almost taken away. It's a jump ball. Weber reached her hands in there, took it away. Engelman's back in. So is Kaylee Grable and Keeley Jasper, who has 2 personal fouls. Already 6 different scores. Here's a steal by Wettstein on the inbound. She has a wide open layup on the left side, and she laid up and in. Even score for Troy now with 4. He also averages 6.3 rebounds per game and 4.1 assists per game, along with 3.2 steals per game. As Nichols dribbled that one out of bounds, it'll go to the Trojans. So she shoots 38% from the floor, and again, 41% from beyond the arc. Great stuff for just a freshman. Looking like what Owen Dieters was last year for Centralia. And she'll have a wide open 3 here near side corner. That one's no good. She's over 2 so far tonight, but Jasper with a long rebound almost coming out to the perimeter. Wettstein dribbles middle and kicking out for a long 2. That one is short by Jasper. A rebound by Foote. 6:30 left to go. Second quarter, 19-2 in favor of Troy. And that pass goes through the hands of Tincher and out of bounds to the Trojans. After this one tonight for Troy, they will host Frankfurt in a real tough challenge there. And they go to Axtell, certainly a winnable game. Axtell and Troy right next to each other in the standings. Through ball no good by Engelman, far side wing, but an offensive rebound by Wettstein. Then they host Hanover, and then they're at Donovan West. So really a tough stretch at the end of the season for this Troy team. Play some of the top teams in the league still. Inbound at half court for Troy. 6:04 left to go, second quarter. High post catch. That's back door cut from Engelman, but she misses the layup. A rebound held in by Shannon Tincher, the freshman. Cross half court, pass to Larson. Almost goes out of bounds, so she hauls it in with her backhand, but then it's poked from behind by Engelman and into the hands of her teammate, Allie Franken. She'll drive into the lane, straight away. Layup again, no good. Another missed layup for the Trojans. And Wetmore able to get a one and done. Something they haven't been able to do because Troy has been all over the offensive glass here tonight. Pass deflected by Wettstein, and now Larson, after committing the turnover, missed the foul. That'll be her first, team second. And a correction, that's actually the third team foul. Troy has 5. Engelman coming to the bench. And a Fleek backing the game for the Trojans. That's the near side wing. Jasper, high post catches for Kaylee Grable. Into the corner, long 2 on the way. That one no good. Rattling out for Allie Franken. Offensive rebound, and going up and getting fouled is Kaylee Grable. She'll get a pair of free throws here. That foul picked up by Kaylee Foote. That'll be her first. And it just said 3 fouls, and now it's jumped to 5, as the first free throw is good. Second free throw is no good, so one for two, but an offensive rebound. I saw Sketch driving in travel, called against Allie Franken. Troy leading 20-2. 5:02 left to go, second quarter. And Foot getting met by a double team right at half court once again. Incher dribbles to the far side elbow. Now pressured, gets it out of there to Nichols. She'll drive to the far side baseline, getting bumped and losing a handle on it, but she gets fouled. And that one's going to go against Anna Fleek. It'll be her first. A correction, her second. Must have been one I missed earlier. So now the Cardinals will be in the bonus on the next foul committed by the Trojans. Foot goes up, no good from the far side block. Good defense by Grable. She'll keep it herself after getting the rebound. Far side wing, open three on the way for Fleek. That one a little too strong, and a long rebound hauled in by Emma Butler, the 5'3 sophomore for the Cardinals. In the game for the Cardinals also is the 5' sophomore Hannah Scott, the sixth man off the bench. Nichols gets bumped, no foul, falling to the ground, and is thrown away by the Trojans. In trouble in the backcourt is Fleek. Pass up ahead by Wettstein, and she almost lost out of bounds, but she hauls it in and throws it right back. Here's Jasper, Wettstein, to the corner near side, head fake by Franken, quickly whipping it around the perimeter. The ball movement is possession. Long two, too strong from 15 feet by Franken, and rebound hauled in by Nichols. Good games for Troy. Got to try to play some clean ball. So far, they've been turning it over a lot and missing some layups. You still have an 18-point lead, though. Nice pass down low. Shot up good for Franken. Pass coming from the high post. That was Grable who made that pass. And timeout is called by Coach Foot. And we'll step aside for 60 seconds. It's 22-2, 3:18 left to go second quarter here on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
3:18 left to go, second quarter. Troy leading. They're hosting Wetmore 22-2. Cardinals have the ball out of the break. Bounce pass from Foot to Nichols, driving right side in the lane, and this is the layup. A little too strong, as she was anticipating some contact. She didn't get hit in the air, and kind of took her eye off it a little bit, just a little bit long. Here is Troy off the miss. Near side wing, past the high post. This is Jaya Pierce with it, past the far side corner to Fleek, and it goes through her hands and out of bounds. As of right now, Troy tied rather in solo 11th place in the TVL, 1-7 in the league, 7.5 games out of first, one game back of 10th place. And Tinscher really leaning into the contact and throwing it up. Nothing is called. It's out of bounds. And it looked to me like she was more focused about leaning into the contact than she did getting a good shot up that time. And as a result, she turns it over. A couple substitutions for both teams here. 2:45 left to go, second quarter. at that Onega sub-state. Troy, it would be the 5 seed, and they would play Onega in the first round in Onega. Buffaloes 9-6 on the season. Trojans, as mentioned, 5-10. 3 ball near side wing for Wettstein. No good, a little too strong. Loose ball off the miss. It's picked up by the Trojans. Emerson Weber with it. Now long two is no good. Second try is good off the miss from Carly Grable. And it's her second make of the day. She has 4. It's now 24-2. Haley Foote across half court. Picks up her dribble. Lobs it to the far side wing to Nichols. Partially deflected out of bounds by Wettstein. It'll stay with the Cardinals. Karis Larson checking back in. She'll come in for Hannah Scott. 2:06 left to go, second quarter. Boys game coming up after this one, of course. Troy in the rankings for the first time this season as the KBCA released its poll this afternoon. Troy coming in right at number 10 in the latest poll on their six-game winning streak. Nichols loses the ball. It's going to be a jump ball, and he'll stay with Wetmore. And that six-game winning streak is the longest active winning streak in the TVL. A couple teams, Wetmore, Blue Valley, have 4 games. One in a row, but Troy has 6, and all of a sudden, they're right there in the TVL hunt as Wettstein, beg your pardon, able to lay it up and in on the runout after the steal, making 26-2. As for the girls' race, right now it's Hanover's race to lose as another turnover. Steal by Nicole Judd, and played up and in by Wettstein again. She has 8. So Judd getting that steal, 28-2. Larson picked up a dribble for half court, passed it to the elbow, it's deflected and stolen, and here is a run out, and Wettstein couldn't save it. Passes up ahead as the steal is hauled in by Carly Grable. 1:06 left to go, second quarter. Hanover is a game and a half up on Clifton Clyde and Frankfurt. Eagles are 14-3. Wildcats are 12-3. As for the Wildcats of Hanover, they are a perfect 15-0. Make that 16-0, according to Keisha. And 9-0 in TVL play is off the steal. Stepping out of bounds was Grable, and will stay with Wetmore. And Hanover just happens to be in the same sub-state as Wetmore. As of right now, Wetmore will go to Pike Valley for the first round game. Now a foul called on the Trojans as Larson tried to bring it up. Substate tournament start on the 23rd. 23rd and 24th. 23rd for the girls, 24th for the boys. Then continue the following week on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of March at the neutral sites. But the first round, the quarterfinal round, is at the Vetter Seed. The first free throw up and good for Larson with 50.1 seconds left. Second Cardinal to score. I'll tell you what, some of these sub-states are going to be a lot of fun as that second free throw is missed. Rebound by Wettstein. A lot of really good competitive sub-states. I think that Onega girls sub-state is going to be a lot of fun. I think any one of those top 4 teams to probably win it. Is that 3 on the way? No good, too strong. From Gracie Grable, in a long rebound and a foul, will go against the Trojans with 33.2 seconds left. That one's going to go against Carly Grable. That will put Wetmore at the free throw line with Nichols shooting 1-1. Hanover, 16-0. Lynn, 9-6. But then after that, the rest of the teams are below 500. I think, again, that's Hanover's sub-state to lose as well. Lynn is a very good team, don't get me wrong. But Hanover just on a whole another level of play right now. As the first free throw is no good. Rebound called in by Carly Grable. That Onega substate, though, Donovan West is right now in first place. They'd be the 1 seed. Them and Burlingame would get the bye. Burlingame, the 2 seed at 10-5. 3 seed is Murray Racine Valley. They are at 10-6. As the shot's no good from Wettstein inside the paint. Putback shot's no good by Grable. Second try, no good. She gets another offensive rebound and kicks it out to Gracie Grable. Out of Wettstein. But Onega 9-6, Murray Racine Valley 10-6. I mean, those 4 teams right there, any one of those teams can win it if they're hot enough. Here's Grable with the buzzer, no good. And that will end the first half. 28-3, our score at the break. We'll send it to the studio for just a little bit for some commercials. We'll come back for our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here at 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
28-3, Troy leading against Wetmore in the girls' game. Jared Slubby back with you. Take a look at your first half stats. First for the Cardinals, 2 points for Kaylee Foote and a free throw for Karis Larson. As for Troy, leading the way in scoring is Harper Wettstein. She didn't play for the first 5 minutes of the game because they had all of their seniors play for the first 5 minutes, all on the floor together. Pretty cool stuff there here on senior night. 5 points for Keeley Jasper, one of the seniors. 4 points apiece for Allie Franken, Carly Grable, and Peyton Engelman. And 2 points for Jaya Pierce and a free throw from Kaylee Grable. So overall, it was some suffocating defense from Troy, forcing a lot of turnovers, but at the same time, they committed a lot of turnovers themselves, and they missed some layups as well. But in the end, Troy is still able to get out to a very nice lead, making our score 28-3 at the break. Mentioned it earlier, but some of the other games going on TVL here tonight, the biggest one being Hanover at Clifton Clyde, the top two teams in the league battling it out right now. That is a fun one going out there out west. Clifton Clyde, a game and a half out of first place. So even if they win, they wouldn't be first place, but they would be a half game out if they were to pull off the upset. Other games include Axel at Frankfurt. We also have, let's see what else we have here. Northwest, they're at Onega. Washington County is at Blue Valley. Randolph and Lynn at Valley Heights, with Centralia hosting a non-league game against St. Mary's. This is a Centralia team that played Marysville last night, in which the girls lost their game 62-39. The boys won their game in a minimal margin of victory. So still a couple of games in the books from last night for Centralia. And as a result, the Panthers, they are, where are they at here on the standings? They are currently in the top half. They are in seventh in the TVL, right in the middle, smack dab in the middle, 4-4, 4.5 games out of first, and then we kind of go into a deeper dive in the TVL standings here. Mentioned that Hanover is one, Clifton Clyde and Frankfurt tied for second place. They're a game and a half out of first at 7-1. Frankfurt is a full 2 games back of first place at 7-2, 12-3 on the regular season. Lynn is in fifth. They are 6-2 and 2.5 games out of first, 10-6 on the regular season. Valley Heights, they're kind of hanging around still. They're 4 games out of first. They are 4-3 in league play, 9-7 on the season. As mentioned, Centralia, 4-4, 4.5 games out of first. Onega, they are the top of the bottom half of the league. They are 5.5 games out of first, 3-5, 9-6 on the season. Washington County is 3-6 in ninth place. They are 6 games out of first and 7-9 on the season. In 10th place is Axel. They are a half game back of Washington County, 2-6 on the, in league play, 6.5 games out of first and 5-11 on the regular season. Troy, 1-7 in 11th place, 7.5 games out of first, 5-10. Blue Valley is in 12th. They are 1-8, 8 games out of first at 4-12 on the regular season. In Wetmore, they are 9 games out of first place and 0-9, 0-14 on the regular season. As for the sub-state standings for these two teams, Troy 5-10 gets them 5th place as of right now in the Onega sub-state in Class 181. They would go to Onega if the season were to end today, the quarterfinal round of that sub-state. And as for Wetmore, they are in 6th. Their sub-state, they would go to Pike Valley, who is 5-9 on the season in the 1A Class D2 actual sub-state standing. So a lot still left to happen here in that regard. 3 games left on the schedule for Wetmore after tonight. As for Troy, they have 4 games. All right, so those buzzers mean 3 minutes till we get the second half underway. So let's take a 2-minute break and be back here on 92.1 KMZA.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
The Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation invites you to our State of the Hospital Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, February 15th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Seneca Knights of Columbus. Lunch is provided. You will hear about our hospital expansion remodel project, our capital campaign, an update on our primary care providers, and some time for question and answers. To RSVP, please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
28-3, our score at the half. Troy leading Wetmore. Some scores to report. Hiawatha leading Riverside, 23-13 at the half. Also after the first quarter, Frankfurt leading at home against Axel. 9-2 score there. Wildcats, they are still trying to claw their way to the top of the TVL. Right now, 2 games out of first place. All right, we are ready to go for quarter number 3. Here in Troy, it'll be the Trojans who will get the ball And they will go with, like, they'll go not with their original starters. Wettstein is playing. Jasper to inbound. Wettstein, we're back underway. They'll give it to Jasper, far side wing. Dribbles towards the middle with her left hand, crosses over to her right. At the corner, pass goes to nobody and out of bounds. She was wanting Jaya Pierce, the 5'9 senior, to go all the way to the corner. She stopped and threw it away. Wetmore gets the ball out of the break. One field goal, one free throw for Wetmore in that first half. Haley Foote making a two-pointer, and Karis Larson a free throw. Far side wing. Butler has it, now gives it right back to Nichols. Dribbles to the corner, lob down low, and pass is intercepted. Going the other way after the steal by Grable. Layup no good. Miss from Jaya Pierce, but a putback. Wettstein is no good, and she'll get two free throws as she's fouled from behind. It'll be Harper Wettstein, the 5'7 freshman, 8 points, leading scorer as of right now. Tonight's contest, and on the season as well, averaging over 15 points a game coming into tonight as the first free throw is good. That foul was against Shannon Tincher, her first. Second one's up and good. Wettstein, a 69% free throw shooter, knocks them both down, and she is our first double-digit scorer of the night. So it's now 30-3. Foot with a catch, dribbles to the far side, excuse me, the near side, short corner, has it ripped away by Kaylee Grable, and it's a jump ball as Grable put it above her head. And this would be a palindrome score. I was trying to figure out the word for it. Palindrome being the same numbers forward and backwards, 3003 on the scoreboard. Bounce pass is into the hands of Larson, gives up to Foote, and that 8-footer is no good. A rebound into the hands of Jaya Pierce. To push up herself, the middle, and goes to the far side wing to Jasper, drives baseline, runner is good. Tough shot for Keeley Jasper, falling away, and the 5'4 senior knocks it home. She has 7. Larson looking for Foote, who works the near side block. Not getting open, and Nichols makes the catch. Spins to the outside, trying to go baseline. Tries a pass to Foote, and gets stolen away by Wettstein. Wettstein up the far side, gets bumped by Nichols, and she's fouled. .6:20 to go, third quarter, as Nichols picks up her second personal. Second team foul. Wettstein in the inbound. Couple screens from both sides. Uses the one from Jasper to go to the far side. Lob inside, kick it out. And pass ahead for Jasper, partially broken up by Nichols, and gets into the hands of Jasper. Kaylee Grable goes inside, shut up on the turnaround. No good from Jaya Pierce. And then the putback is up and good. She gets her second try to go down. And Pierce now with 4 points. 2 minutes gone here, third quarter. Larson, far side wing, dribbles middle. Lobs up top and too high for Nichols. It goes into the backcourt and out of bounds to Troy. Wettstein to inbound. Leading by 31 here in this third quarter. Running clock won't start until the fourth quarter. Cross-court pass near side. Three ball on the way from Fleek. No good. Putback is up. That one's no good from Wettstein. Rebound hauled in by Kaylee Foote. 5'8 senior. Tied for the most rebounds with Karis Larson. Also averages 4.9 points per game, which is second on the team in scoring. Pass inside for Foote. Stolen away. Tried to throw it to the outside, threw it to the inside instead. Grable, who made the steal, goes all the way to the other side and makes the layup. That was contested, and she has her first field goal make with 3 points, and it's now 36-3, 5 minutes gone, third quarter. Larson had it partially stolen away almost, but gets it right back, and now Larson traveled with it. .451 left to go, third quarter now. High-post catch, kick it out, Grable, Wetstein, three ball away from Jasper, far side wing is good. First three ball of the day. And Keely Jasper, who had 5 points in the first half, has five here in the third quarter. She has 10 now. It's now 39-3. Now 5-for-5 substitution coming in on the next dead ball for Troy. Driving baseline, Larson gives up her dribble. Short corner, bounce pass out of there to Nichols. Puts overhead, now gets it out of the corner, dribbles to the wing. Gives up a dribble, bounce pass to Foot, near side corner. Gonna lob it down low, and whistle and a foul on the inside. That'll be a foul against, I believe, Anna Fleek in the post, and it will be. So substitutions will bring in Gracie Grable, as well as Emerson Weber back in the game. So is Nicole Judd. Carly Grable back in, and Mackenzie Christensen, 5'7 sophomore, into the game. Larson almost lost it, finds it to Butler, and Butler's pass stolen away. On the run out, layup no good, but getting fouled is Carly Grable, and she'll get two free throws. That foul is going to go against Emma Butler. That is her first team foul, number 3. First free throw, no good off the left side. That is Grable, couldn't get it to go. 4 points already for Grable. Made a couple of two-pointers in the first quarter. Second one's on the way. That one is no good as well. Long rebound out to the corner. Nichols fighting for it with Wetstein. No, that's actually, beg your pardon, that was Gracie Grable. Out of bounds, they're going to say it is going to be Troy basketball as we are right at halfway through the third quarter, 4 minutes to go, 39-3 your score. Wetmore coming off their second best offensive performance of the season on Friday, put up 23 points. Their first time since December 10th, scoring 20-plus points. Here tonight having a bit more trouble against a really good Troy defense. Now a timeout is called by Coach Foot of Wetmore on a near jump ball. So we'll go ahead and take it as well. This will be a 30-second timeout. Let's take it with them with 90 here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Troy well on their way to getting their second league win as they lead 39-3, 3:47 left to go third quarter. Jared Sluffy with you. Game of the week here on KMZA. Cardinals have it out of the break, trying to get their first field goal of this second half. Here's a lob to Foot. It's too high and unable to get the steal. As it goes out of bounds, it was Nicole Judd coming over, trying to get the steal. The one of three freshmen on this Trojan roster. Nice drive by Foot, baseline, and she gets hit on the arm, and she'll get a couple of free throws here. Haley Foot, a 41% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way is good. Cardinals struggled from the free throw line in the first half, making a couple of them since then. It's the first quarter. Started off 0-for-4, but have made, that one's good. They now made three of their last four free throws. It makes it 39-5, 3.5 left to go in this third quarter. Drive right side, shot up no good off the glass by Carly Grable. Offensive rebound, kind of just chucked it at the rim. That was Emerson Weber on the miss. Loose ball picked up by Nichols, and she gets bumped from behind. And they're going to get, who's a guilty party? It looks like it's going to be Nicole Judd. That'll be her first team's third here. Pincher, trying to get away from some pressure. She lost the ball. It's loose, picked up far side corner by Larson, and she's fouled going up. More free throws coming for the Cardinals. That one's going to go against Emerson Weber. Let's see if we can get a score from that Hanover-Clifton-Clyde game, as the first free throw from Larson is no good. Battle between the top two teams in the TVL. Hanover still unbeaten on the season, number one in Class 182. They've been the number one team wire to wire since the season started. That free throw is no good. So 0 for 2 from the free throw line for Larson. Back the other way, getting a steal is Larson. Outlet pass is deflected, and it was Katie Netz who deflected it out of bounds. Ellie Franken also back in the game for the Trojans. And Allison Grable also in as well. Give it to Larson. Near side block, kicks it out to Nichols. Driving baseline, lob it up for Foot. Layup off the glass, it's good and one. Haley Foot, 4 points this quarter. Six on the game. Omaha Central leading at the half, 25-11 over Sabetha. If I can get any other scores for you here. Free throw is no good from Foot, and a rebound yanked away by Larson. And a whistle and a foul once again on Troy. A lot of fouls. Not as many turnovers, though, in the second half for the Trojans. First free throw from Larson is short. Larson trying to make it 39-8. Second one on the way. That one off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Christensen. Her outlet pass is loosed into the corner and out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Nichols to try to come from behind and get a steal. 2:20 left to go. Quarter number three. Nichols has been everywhere. She's been on the floor. She's been bumped, smacked around, and she is just a tough junior. She plays with a lot of heart. Having a tough night offensively, but defensively, he's doing a great job. Three-pointer in the corner is no good from from Grable, and on the rebound, it's a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Trojans. But Katie Nett will inbound here. Box formation underneath the basket into the far side corner for Franken. Stop the key catch by Judd. Now right back in the corner from Nett. Dribbles it right back towards Franken. Dribbles to the middle. Gets it to Franken. And that's almost thrown away by Nichols. The hustle I'm telling you about. High post catch. And the lefty Franken makes the long two. Franken now with 6 points. Five different scores already for Troy in this third quarter. It's 41-7. 1:40 to go, third quarter. And a long three by Foot is a little bit short. And once in a while she'll make one of those. And it's pulled down by Franken. Far side wing catch from Nicole Judd. Now right back to Franken. On dribble, now right back to Judd. Hip off catch. Dribbling right side is Allison Grable, and she lays one in off the glass. All done by the 5'5 freshman. Her first points of the day. Now the sixth score in this quarter. Driving baseline is Larson. A little floater. Good. And Larson now with 3 points. Her first field goal of the day. That's the far side. Long two on the way. That one's a little bit short by Franken, but an offensive rebound by Grable. Allison Grable, that is. Top of the key catch for Nicole Judd. Now back to Franken, far side wing. Have both catch. Now kick it out. Three ball on the way. Franken, a little bit short. Rebound by Foot. Ripping it away from a couple of Trojans with 28 seconds left in the quarter. Again, 43-9, our score in favor of Troy. Here's Foot. Again, the catch near side wing. Bounce pass in the corner for Larson. Fires away the three. That one's off the top of the backboard. It hit the rope that's right over the backboard, and that's out of play, so it'll go to Trojans. 15.9 seconds left. Franken gives it up to Judd across that court. 10 seconds left. Give it inside to Christensen. Nice dump off to Franken. Layup no good. Too strong. Gets her a miss, and she's fouled going up with 3.5 seconds left. That one's going to go against Kaylee Foote. Foul on 35 with 3.5 seconds left. It's her second personal. Team foul number four. First free throw from Franken is good. Yeah, high arcing free throw from Franken. She was 2 for 2 her last trip. Makes her first one there. She now has 7. Second one's up. No good this time. And offensive rebound by Christensen. Pick it out. 3 ball at the buzzer. Too strong for Katie Nett. And that will do it for our quarter number 3. 44-9, our score. We'll go to a minute break here on 92.1 KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1820.
Kansaland Radio.
44-9, our score. Troy leading. They're hosting Wetmore here this evening. Boys game coming up after this when we have a running clock here in quarter number 4. What a game it's been for Troy as Larson making a long 2. Wetmore having a much better second half offensively. And Larson now with 5 points after that make. Meanwhile, Kaylee Foote, her teammate, with 6 points. Harper Wettstein has 10 for the Trojans. Also 10 for Keeley Jasper. High post catch, 2 on the way from Carly Grable is good. And Grable now with 6. 7 points for Allie Franken. She's having a nice night as well. Peyton Engeman hasn't got much playing time since her nice first half. She had 4 points. Second leading scorer, senior. Has a long 2, no good by Larson. Rebound by the Trojans. 1 minute into this fourth quarter. That's bounce pass ahead to Franken. She'll lay it in. She now has 9. 48-11. Troy leading against Wetmore. Troy boys team ranked for the first time this season after their 6-game winning streak, trying to extend it to 7 here this evening. Shut up no good by Nichols, but she gets bumped and fouled, her opportunity to get her first points of the evening. Nichols averaging close to 6 points a game for the Cardinals. Leading scorers. The first free throw is off the right side. No good. 40% free throw shooter. Leads the team in assists per game. Second one's up. That one is good. And she's on the scoreboard. Makes it 48-12. Now the second most points of the season on Friday. Their loss at Washington County. Long 2 on the way, far side short corner, left a little bit short by Carly Grable, but an offensive rebound. Put back is no good from Allie Franken. And on that offensive rebound, it's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow belongs to the Cardinals. Again, running clock here, 5:25, and counting left to go in this fourth quarter. 48-12, favor of the Trojans. And after the next dead ball, it'll be Nicole Judd, the freshman for Troy, checking into the ball game. dribbling baseline is Larson. She stopped and Dustin Nichols, passed through her hands and into the hands of Gracie Grable. Run out layup. Good. Gracie Grable. Yet another Trojan with points here tonight. Ninth Trojan to score here. Bounce pass by Nichols is loose on the floor. Who's got it? It's loose, and it'll be a jump ball, looks like. It'll go to Troy. So turnover. And now Judd will check in. Also back in the game is Katie Netz. 4.5 minutes now left to go, and this one 50-12, your score. Trojan's been handling their business. Half-post catch, near side corner. Pass is stolen away from Nicole Judd. Nichols on the run out. Stopped as they don't have numbers. 3-on-1 in favor of Troy. He'll kick it out to Foot. He'll fire away a contested three. No good off the right side. Picked up by Larson. And her putback will be a jump ball. And it will stay with the Cardinals. Mackenzie Christensen back in the game for Troy, the sophomore. Stack formation for Wetmore on the inbound. Nichols lobs it into the near side corner for Foot. Dribbles baseline, lost it, picks it back up, and is trying to fire it up. To reach in on Christensen, it should be two free throws coming here for Kaylee Foot. They're actually going to say it was on the floor. It looks to me like Foot was trying to shoot it, but it'll be 1-on-1 free throws here for Foot. The sophomore leading the team in scoring here tonight was 6. First one on the way, off the right side, no good. And offensive rebound by Larson, put it back, is up and good. And she now leads the team in scoring with 7. She has 4 here in the fourth quarter and 3:10 to go. That's the far side wing through the hands of Nev, but she hauls it in. Little runner, and it goes in. Quite the shot there from Katie Nett. That is the 10th score now on the game. Troy will improve to 6-10 on the season. After a nice performance here tonight, missed a few layups and turned it over quite a bit, but in the end, they've been able to hold on to this lead pretty well. 2:35 left to go. That ball goes out of bounds after Nichols was rejected. Nichols, the top of the key. Pincher, trying to track it down at half court. She does so. Trying to find somebody. She just throws it, and now he's on the floor. And we have a jump ball. And we'll go to the Trojans. Boys game coming up 15 minutes after this one. We'll have the senior night festivities, so it might be a little bit longer than 15 minutes. Rest assured we'll get that one. Should be a fun one. Wetmore starting to play some good ball here as of late. Foul on the rebound. That'll go against Larson of the Cardinals. 1:43 left to go. Wetmore has won 3 of their last 5, and as mentioned, Troy has won 6 in a row. Inbound, block-to-block pass, shot up high at the glass, fans in for Mackenzie Christensen, and their score number 11 for the Trojans. It'll be hard to pick a player of the game, as Coach Foot will call a 60-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and do the same. 54-14 is our score. 1:22 left to go on this one. You're listening to your game of the week here on 92.1 KFCA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
54-14, Troy getting a steal out of the break. Here's the run out, layup, and good for Katie Nett. You now has 4 points. Crowd loves that. Got an update on that Valley Heights Lynn game. As of right now, the Mustangs up on the Bulldogs 20-10. And we now have a foul on the arm against Troy with 55 seconds of counting left. Running clock here in this one. And again, Troy on their way to being 6-10 now on the season, getting their second win in league play. First free throw for Nichols is good. And one for two as she misses the second. Rebound by Christensen. And now a steal by Larson in the short corner. It'll be a jump ball. And possession arrow will stay with the Cardinals with 20 seconds left and counting. 56-15, our score. Going to get a shot or two in here. Larson with the catch. Tries to fire away a three. It's blocked by Emerson Weber. 8 seconds left on the runout. They'll kind of retreat it back to the perimeter. 4 seconds left. Here's the long two. On the way, no good by Mech, and a putback is up and good at the buzzer for Christensen. That is how the game will come to a close. 58-15 is your final. We'll come back with our player of the game as well as our recap of this one in just a bit here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their display of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
58-15, Troy defeats Wetmore on the girls' side. Here is a look at your individual scores from tonight's contest. First for the Wetmore girls, Kaylee Foote led the way. Actually, beg your pardon, it was Karis Larson leading the way. She had 4 points in the fourth quarter. She had 7 on the game. Kaylee Foote had 6 and 2 free throws from Riley Nichols with 2. As for Troy, they had 11 different scores. Starting off with your leading scores, Harper Wettstein and Keeley Jasper both having 10 apiece. Also, we had 9 from Allie Franken, 6 from Carly Grable, 4 points apiece from Mackenzie Christensen, as well as Jaya Pierce, Peyton Engeman, and Katie Nett. Also, 3 points for Katie Grable, and 2 points apiece for Allison Grable and Gracie Grable. I believe I got everybody there. So, for your player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, we're going to give that to Keeley Jasper here on this senior night. Again, tied for the lead with 10 points. She had 5 in the first quarter, and she had 5 more in the third quarter, and had the lone 3 of the entire ball game. So we'll go ahead and give that to Keeley Jasper, your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. So, Troy, they win here tonight. They get their second win in league play. They are now 2-7 in TVL play. They are now 6-10 on the regular season. As for Wetmore, they fall to 0-10 in TVL play and 0-15 on the regular season. Still have our senior night festivities here in Troy as they're just getting that started. And then after that, they will get the boys' warm-up. Both the boys' teams will start warm-up, and then the 15 minutes will start. So it'll be a little bit longer of an intermission here in between games. So be sure to stay tuned for when we come back for the boys' game between Troy and Wetmore. Once again, your final score in the girls' game, 58-15 in favor of the Trojans. We step aside and send it back to the studio here at 92.1 KMZA.